Are you ready?
Yes.
John 6:57. Okay, begin. As the living Father. Amen. The greatest life on this earth happens when you live by Christ. Amen. The most blessed life on this earth is lived by Christ. Many people in the world, they live by something else other than the Christ. It's obvious to us. So many people, they live by money. There's a person that I know in the States. In the States, playing lotto. How do you say that?
Lottery.
It's a quite famous in the States.
Yeah.
And they give you like millions of dollars if you win that lottery. In Korea, they also have that similar to lotto, right? Pokwon. We have pokwon thing. So there's a person, actually I met a person who lives by playing lotto. Who lives by money. Money is everything. He lives by money. We know at the end, money will destroy that person. Because Bible says, love of money is root of thousand sins. Some people live this world by pleasures. Some people live this world by, I don't know, something else. But we know all those things except Christ will lead to destruction. Because Christ is a reality and everything else is a shadow. Hallelujah. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And I pray that through today's service, worship, that you realize that living by Christ is the most beautiful life. Amen. Living by Christ is the most wonderful and fruitful life.
Amen.
Most meaningful life on this earth. Amen?
Amen.
I think you guys can sit here. I'll pay it to you. No wonder why. I feel like somebody's watching me here. My watching me in the back. And I feel like something is pulling me. No wonder why. Okay, this is much better, much better. I don't feel something is pulling me back. Okay. Bible talks about eating. Now, Bible says, how do we live by Christ? How do we live because of Jesus? He says, he also shall live because of me, Jesus says, right? If you eat me, he who eats me is the one who will live because of Jesus Christ. Okay, the way to live by Christ is to eat the life of Jesus Christ. You become what you eat. Would you please repeat after me? I become what I eat.
I become what I eat.
Tell somebody next to you. You become what you eat.
You become what you eat.
What are you
eating? What are you
eating? your music stand, how much? If you're eating good food, healthy food, you'll be healthy. If you eat junky food, then if you continue to eat those foods, then what's going to happen? You get sick. And maybe you'll have an unhealthy body. So you become what you eat. Eating is a very important part in the Bible. Actually, it's the main theme throughout the Bible. Book of Genesis starts with Tree of Life, Genesis chapter 2. And Bible ends in the Revelation chapter 21 and 22, which is the New Jerusalem. It ends with the Tree of Life. Actually, there are two main things in the book of Genesis chapter 2 and Revelation 21, which is the tree of life, and from there, the river of life flows. Book of Genesis and Revelation, same thing. Tree of life and the river of life flows. In book of Genesis, we see four rivers. In book of Ezekiel, you also see the vision. Ezekiel, prophet Ezekiel also saw the vision. Okay? He saw the vision. Of the throne of God, and then from the throne of God, the water flows, the river of life flows. So you see the two main things throughout the Bible, Genesis, Ezekiel, and Revelation, at least those three books in the Bible, you see the tree of life and the river of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Tree of life is Jesus Christ. Amen. River of life is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. We breathe through prayer. Our spirit needs breathing. Now, physically speaking, we all need breathing. We need air to breathe. Amen? If you stop breathing, you'll die. So spiritually speaking, we also need breathing. And that breathing is prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need to continue our prayer because we need breathing. But that is not everything. We also need to eat. Because if we just breathing with our nose, and if we don't eat, what's going to happen? You get weak and you faint and eventually you die. Isn't it? So how many meals do you eat a day?
Mostly twice.
Two times? I'm sorry. that's you. Oh, I thought you don't have food in the refrigerator. I'll give you some. How many meals do you eat a day?
Five
times? You should share with your brother. Bible says share. Just eat four and give him one meal. It's like three. Just kidding. We are a good friend. We can joke. How many meals do you eat a day? Two or three? Oh, usually around three, right? Five? Five. You leave one meal. Okay? You call it? Tekpe. Send the tekpe your food. Okay. We eat three meals a day. That's how much we need to eat spiritually. Spiritually, we need to eat the Word of God, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the tree of life, and He is the Word of God. John 6:63, remember? The words I have spoken to you, they are life and spirit. So I'm talking about life here, my friends. Today I'm talking about life. Jesus said, "He who eats me will live by me." Now, what does it mean by eating Jesus? Now, we're not cannibal, right? We're not eating the literal flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're eating what? We're eating the life of Jesus Christ. You see? The spirit you don't see. You are made with three elements, isn't it? Body, which is visible. Soul, which is not visible, but you can feel it. Because it's a thought, emotion, and will. That's your soul, right? But your spirit is even deeper because your spirit is covered by your soul. Your soul is covered by your flesh. So your body is visible, but your soul, you can feel, you know, there's a feeling, but spirit is hard to discern it. And your conscience. Now, how can you discern your spirit? Because conscience is part of your spirit. And if you know what conscience means, then you know you have a spirit. So this is how you can feel and recognize your spirit. For example, if you're sinning something, if you're sinning against God, if you are, let's say, lying, okay? You are lying something, and your conscience says what? Your conscience says to you what? Don't lie. That's a bad thing. Don't do that. Don't deceive yourself. Don't lie. Your conscience will rebuke you. But then you don't listen to your conscience, but you listen to your flesh. So you end up lying. But then your conscience will keep talking to you. No, don't do that. If you're stealing something, you're cheating something, your conscience will go against it. You see? So all of you, I'm pretty sure that you are well experiencing the voice of your conscience. Hallelujah. You see, that conscience, the voice of your conscience, is a spirit. It belongs to the spirit. Because spirit is communicating with God, right? And what? Intuition and conscience. Remember? Those who joined the Bible study. And out of those things, conscience is the leading part. Okay. So your spirit needs to be fed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your spirit needs to be fed. Not only your body needs to be fed, your spirit needs to be fed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you eat physical food to nourish your body and to stay in a healthy condition, spiritually speaking, you need to eat the life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay. So, how do you eat? How do you eat life of Jesus Christ? That's the question. Okay, talk to the person next to you, ask this question. Brother, sister, how do you eat life of Jesus Christ? How? How? Are you going to do this? Oh, Jesus, watch out. Now I'm going to go and eat you. Okay, 1, 2, 3. How do you eat Jesus? Because Jesus says, if you eat me, you will live by me. If you live by me, then you will be successful. You will be fruitful, and you will live a meaningful life. Guaranteed by God. Amen.
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 So how do you eat Jesus then? Well, you eat Jesus, okay, by eating the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, give me the Bible. You eat Jesus by reading the, by eating the Word of God. So, can I rip off the Bible, page of Bible? No? He didn't listen to me. He says, yes, and then he's like, yes. Rip off the one page of the Bible and start eating. Tastes good. Jesus, you taste good. Do you eat like that? How do you eat the Word of God? Through prayer, reading. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Through prayer, reading. Amen?
Amen.
But you read, do the prayer reading. You can do it by yourself, definitely. But you eat the most when you eat together with brothers and sisters.
Amen.
You eat the best in the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For example, if I drink water, hello? Look at me. If I drink water, very good. Amen. If I drink the water, am I drinking the water for my finger? For my thumb? Huh? Am I drinking water for my ear? Huh? I'm drinking the water for what? For my body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you, are you getting it? You eat the Word of God in the body. Out of the body, you cannot eat much. If you really want to eat Jesus well, and you want to be fat, and you want to be spiritual, you want to live an abundant life and a fruitful life, then you have to join the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you have to join the body of Christ. We call it shepherd feeding group, or we call it shepherding. Okay, we call it discipleship. Now, about 10 some brothers and sisters, around 50 people actually, have joined early morning prayer, and we are going to continue to press on, pray, and we're going to experience the breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that is not all. That is breeding. But we need to also eat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, good, look, look. Brothers and sisters, come on, come on. I'm almost done. So open your eyes. Some of you, come on. I know some of you, you came long way, like 2-3 hours, you know, training all that, you know. So that's why I feel more burdened to really, okay, be a blessing. Now, listen. Israelite Passover event. You heard that, right? Passover.
Yes.
Huh? They were in Egypt, and they were under the Pharaoh. Pharaoh symbolized Satan. Egypt symbolized world. Okay? So they were living in the world. Now, world belongs to Satan. Because Satan is Satan's dominion is the world. Satan's ruling. Okay? The region is the world. So they were in Egypt, but now God is sending spirit of death. It's a spirit of destruction. And the Israelite family in Egypt, wherever the spirit of death see the blood on the door, Passover. That's why it's called Passover. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Lamb of God, they see the blood of the Lamb of God, Passover. But blood of God, blood of Jesus, gave us forgiveness, and for us to become a child of God. That is right. But what made the Israelite to come out of Egypt? Actually, Bible says in Exodus chapter 12, Bible commanded the Israelite, you need to eat the Lamb of God. Hurry. Okay, in a hurry way, you have to eat the Lamb of God. So that was the early in the morning. That's another early in the morning. Oh, no, you didn't say that. Who said that? Huh? Oh, he? Anyway, not important. So they were, Bible told them to eat her, okay? You have to eat the Lamb of God in a hurry, okay? So why they have to hurry up to eat to the Lamb of God? Because very soon, as soon as they eat the Lamb of God, they had to Exodus. They have to go out of Egypt to cross the Red Sea to end toward the goal of land of Canaan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if they didn't eat, they were not able to come out of Egypt. You understand? Because they're going to be hungry. See? They need to eat to have the strength to come out of Egypt, to come out of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Are you getting me? If you're a child of God, if you're a child of God, you have right to come out of the world.
Amen.
Come out of Satan.
Yes.
So many Christians are still under the bondage of Satan, under the bondage of the world. Why? Because they're not eating it. They are not eating the Lamb of God. You can read the Bible and still not eating. You can meditate and still not eating. You can study and search it and still not eating. No wonder why the life of Jesus Christ that is in your spirit is not growing. And because it's not growing, your life is not changing. There is a will to change. There's effort to change. You are really trying hard, but you know yourself. There's no transformation. You are still struggling with the same sin over and over again, and you feel like you're going away from God. And there's no fruit bearing. Why is that? Because you are not eating. If you start eating, truly eating, you will grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the life of Jesus Christ within you grow, you know what? You will naturally bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You will naturally have the desire to seek God's face. You have a naturally have desire to go after the lost soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The secret of becoming a mature and a strong Christian is eating. That's why the Bible says, when you eat me, you will live by me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So how do you eat? Coming back to that question. By prayer, reading. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to do that. Some people know how to do that. Some people don't. So we're going to do that. Philippians 4:13. Please. Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. You ready? Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. If you learn this, I guarantee you, your life will grow dramatically. You see, Sister Sarah? You heard her testimony, right? 8 months old, Christian age. Huh? She's going too much ahead. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Why? She's eating it. She knows how to eat. I pray those who have attended, now you're here. Now, I may not be preaching the same sermon over and over again, so please listen carefully. And get this, my brothers, sisters. You get it one time. Amen.
Amen.
By God's grace, get it. Amen?
Amen.
And make it yours, my brothers. Because this is the only way your faith will grow. Only way! You are a spiritual being. You understand? You cannot study the Bible and make it yours. You're only studying with your soul, your mind, intellectual, cognitive. Do you understand? That will not help your life to grow. You need to eat it in your spirit. Hallelujah. Because you're a spiritual being. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God is a spirit. You are a spirit. Prayer is a spirit. That's why those three things have to work together. And this is how you read prayer reading. Okay? Now some of you know how to do read it. So for the sake of those who don't know how to do that, you help. Okay? Right, leaders? Okay, we're gonna do that. We're gonna call Lord Jesus three times together. Ready? Begin.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I can do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can do everything.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who gives me strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm doing prayer ring right now. I'm praying as I'm eating this. Anybody else? Come on. Go ahead.
Lord Jesus, you give me strength. Amen.
Amen.
With you, I can do everything.
Amen.
Amen. Through you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. You practice now. Do it. You'll be surprised how your life will be changed if you do this. Pray ready.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
I can do. I can
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
I can do everything.
Amen.
Through you.
Amen.
Through Jesus who gives me strength.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I can do all things.
Amen.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You give me strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can do everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I can do everything.
Amen.
Amen. Him who gives me strength.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good?
All the time.
Are you getting it?
Yes.
You're not just reading it with your soul. You are praying it in your spirit and you are eating it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You do this every day. Okay? You will nourish your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me come to the conclusion now. Brothers and sisters, I personally, really, I do appreciate your coming to joining our service on Sundays. I really enjoy your presence. I love you, and I cherish you, and I respect you. Okay? Now, as a shepherd of your soul, as a shepherd, Jesus Christ is the great shepherd, the shepherd. I am a shepherd. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have responsible to nurture you. I have responsible to disciple you. Now, to some of you, this might sound burdensome, but if this is wholly burdensome, it's good for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen? The effective way to eat Jesus Christ, the life of Jesus Christ, is when you receive discipleship. Is when you receive shepherding. On Saturdays, we are running two discipleship programs, discipleship class. Saturday, 3 p.m., I'm running it, mostly with the pastors and leaders. But you are welcome, anybody. I'm going to open it to the whole congregation. 3 p.m. 7 p.m., Sister Rachel is running discipleship program. And there's a Sarah is there. Who is there? Philippine brothers. So we are willing to serve you. If you can make time, come those two times. And I am personally also discipling our pastor group here. So if you need any other time, you need to be fed, please talk to one of our pastors and leaders. I'm sure they'll be glad to help you. You see, you can yeah, you will pray by yourself, but it's much more effective and much more nurturing, much more effective when you join this discipleship class. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, look at me. Please watch. I'm telling you, there is no other way for your spirit to grow than to receive this shepherding discipleship class. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You choose. I cannot force you. I lay down what I can do for you as a pastor, as a whole church of Old Friend Church, but you have to choose. And I pray that you will prioritize your time while you are here in Korea. I know you are here to work. I know you are here to study, whatever. But maximize your time in Korea. I am here, Pastor Paul is here to serve you, to help you, to equip you with the Word of God. Hallelujah. You maximize it. And by the time when you leave, you know you have assurance, you're certain that you're going to be a blessing to your country and to whole people. Hallelujah. So I encourage you and I challenge you that you find yourself, put yourself in a discipleship program. That is the way for your life to grow. That's the only way. Do not be satisfied just coming to church on Sunday worship. Never be satisfied. This is what we ought to do as a Christians, as a children of God. But there's something else that we need to do, and that is receive the discipleship training. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me back it up with scriptures now. Matthew 28, and with this I close. Matthew 28. 나 그 전 거. 그 전 거. Matthew 28 verse 19, 20. Would you read it together? Begin. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them
in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
Hallelujah. Let me ask this question, brothers and sisters. Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Do you appreciate what He has done for you?
Yes.
That He died on the cross for us?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
On our behalf, He resurrected with the resurrection power and He gave us the resurrection life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All of us, we have that resurrection life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, it is our time to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ by obeying His command. We call it Great Commission. This is a Great Commission. Before He was lifted up, okay, went back to heaven, He said this to the disciples, right? He says, therefore, go and make disciples. Now, in order for you to make disciples, first, you need to be disciples. Hallelujah. Now, word disciple means discipline. So, you only receive discipline training when you receive the training, isn't it? Now, strong soldier in the joining the army becomes a strong and effective soldier when he receives harder and tough training, isn't it? Now, you went to Korean army, right? Amen. Special armed force, right? You received tough training, did you? Huh? He received tough training. Now, the more tough training you receive, the better soldier you're going to become. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
Bible says, go and make disciples. First, you become disciple by receiving the discipline, the holy discipline with the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says here, look. It's here. Verse 20. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Now you have to be able to teach. Teaching them everything I have obeyed. Teaching them to obey everything. Now, look. I teach something to my brother. But that is not Great Commission. Great Commission does not end it here. I teach something to my brother. Does not end it there. It goes on to, I need to help him to obey. Hallelujah. I need to help him to obey. It says, right? Teaching them. The purpose of teaching is to obey God's commandment. Now, how do I help him to obey? That is through discipleship. There's no other way. I'm telling you, my brothers, there is no other way. I am not satisfied just seeing you on Sundays. I want to see you more. I love you and I want to see you more. Hallelujah. I want to see you more. And I'm opening my, Rachel and me and leaders, we are opening our time, our hearts, and say, come and join us. to stand as a strong soldiers of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
It's time. It's time. Next verse. Next verse. Last verse now. Ready? Begin. He said to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. If you love Jesus, do you love Jesus?
Yes, Lord.
Jesus saying same thing to you. Feed your sheep. Feed your sheep. Do you have sheep? First, you be a sheep. Amen?
Amen?
And then you disciple other sheep. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Glorify our Lord Jesus Christ, who have called us to become His co-worker. By making disciples of all nations and by feeding the sheep. Hallelujah. Again, if you're interested, please come to me or Rachel or leaders and say, Pastor, I want to receive training. Amen. Just for 5 minutes, would you lead the prayer?